All right, let's dive in. Today we're exploring the intricate world of Wuthering Heights, a tale of passion, revenge, and redemption. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. Here you'll learn 7 key facts about Wuthering Heights. Wuthering wonders await. Weave through words and wisdom. Let's get started. Fact number 1. Wuthering Heights was first published in 1847 under the pen name Ellis Bell. Emily Bronte used a male pseudonym to avoid gender bias, a common practice for female authors of her times. Here's a test question for you. Under what pen name was Wuthering Heights first published? Correct answer: Ellis Bell. Memory aid. Ellis Bell rings the tale well. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number 2. The novel is set on the West Yorkshire moors involving the Earnshaws and the Lintons. The moors, remote and rugged setting, mirrors the tumultuous lives and emotions of the characters. Test question. Which families are central to the setting of Wuthering Heights? Correct answer. The Earnshaws and the Lintons. Memory aid. Moors, Earnshaws, and Lintons. Mystery in the wind. Moving on. Fact number 3. Themes include love, possession, revenge, and reconciliation. The novel explores intense emotions, particularly through Heathcliff and Catherine's complex relationship. Here's the test question. What are some key themes of Wuthering Heights? Correct answer. Love, possession, revenge, reconciliation. Memory aid. Love and revenge. Themes extend and blend. Next up, fact number 4. It was controversial for its depictions of mental and physical cruelty. The novel shocked Victorian readers with its unflinching portrayal of domestic abuse and obsession. Test question. What aspect of Wuthering Heights was controversial upon its release? Correct answer. Depictions of mental and physical cruelty. Memory aid. Cruelty cuts deep. Controversy did leap. Let's continue. Fact number 5. Heathcliff is the novel's central character, known for his complex and vengeful nature. Heathcliff's journey from orphan to landowner drives the narrative's themes of power and revenge. Test question. Who is the central character known for a vengeful nature in Wuthering Heights? Correct answer. Heathcliff. Memory aid. Heathcliff's heart, dark art. On to the next one. Fact number 6. The novel utilizes multiple narrators, primarily through Nellie Dean and Mr. Lockwood. This narrative structure allows for varied perspectives, adding complexity to the storytelling. Test question. Who are the primary narrators in Wuthering Heights? Correct answer. Nellie Dean and Mr. Lockwood. Memory aid. Nellie and Lockwood, narrators understood. Let's move to the next topic. Fact number 7. The novel's reception was initially mixed but later regarded as a classic. Initially overshadowed by Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre, it gained recognition over time for its depth and originality. Test question. How was the novel's initial reception? Correct answer. Mixed reviews. Memory aid. Mixed views, classic hues. All right, let's refocus for a quick recap. Fact number 1. Under what pen name was Wuthering Heights first published? Correct answer, Ellis Bell. Fact number 2. Which families are central to the setting of Wuthering Heights? Correct answer, the Earnshaws and the Lintons. Fact number 3. What are some key themes of Wuthering Heights? Correct answer, love, possession, revenge, reconciliation. Fact number 4. What aspect of Wuthering Heights was controversial upon its release? Correct answer, depictions of mental and physical cruelty. Fact number 5. Who is the central character known for a vengeful nature in Wuthering Heights? Correct answer, Heathcliff. Fact number 6. Who are the primary narrators in Wuthering Heights? Correct answer, Nellie Dean and Mr. Lockwood. Fact number 7. How was the novel's initial reception? Correct answer, mixed reviews. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's a wrap for today. Great work. Let's pick it up next time.